Let's pray. Yahweh, merciful God, almighty Father, you are the Lord above all things. You are the God who has his hands in all the earth, the God who rules this entire nation, this entire world. And you are the God who loves this world so much that you sent your Son to die for us. To die for our failures, to die for our ignorance, to die for our avoidance of you. Father, we come to you this day so thankful for who you are, and in the midst of our Habakkuk struggles. Lord, there are struggles in our lives, in our true walking with you. There are struggles, Lord, in our relationships with people. There are struggles, Lord. In our obedience to you, there are struggles, Lord, in even our attention to you. And Father, you are a gracious God, but you are also a just God who loves us deep and who longs for us to hold on to you, not to do all great things for you, Lord, but just to simply keep our ears open to you, to bring our lives to you in prayer, to talk with you, to lean on you. For Lord, you are the mighty God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your perfection. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your judgment. We thank you for all the good things and the bad things, because everything you do is right. Talk to us, Lord, this morning as we come, as we sing our songs to you, Lord. May those words be prayers to you. For Lord, you love to talk with us. You love to hear our voice. You love to grab hold of us no matter what we face. And thankfully, Lord, you are the God who never lets go. We give it all to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Song. I did this entire series this way because song is part of the Israelite culture. And the songs have great impact. So as we worship the Lord God, as we pray to God in song, don't just say words. Think about what they say, what they mean, because they mean a lot. And so as we started this book of Habakkuk, chapter 1, how long, O Lord? Frustrated, angry Habakkuk, what has taken so long? Why aren't you doing anything, God? And God responds, oh, I'm doing stuff. Look out. And then in chapter 2, we talked about this. God comes and he reveals what he is about to do, destroy these nations, these people that do not hear him, who do not follow him. They are in trouble, and that's why you're in trouble, Israel. For the righteous will live by faith. And we've had a lot of song in this Habakkuk series for a couple reasons. This Hebrew culture is a singing culture. And this book of Habakkuk, as we dig into chapter 3 is a song. Not me saying that. That's actually what chapter 3 is. It's Habakkuk. In the midst of all this frustration, all the struggles that take place, all the things about to happen to his nation, of which he has anger and fear, he suddenly changes. Because I'm pretty sure people that are angry don't sing that well. And Lord, I'm so pissed at you because you do this and this and this. And why, oh Lord? It's not really song. Habakkuk's heart has changed. And is it because God's been super nice? No, no. God, sometimes he does not answer things the way we expect. He does not always say, oh, take care, it'll be all right. He is the God. The God who made this world, the God who rules this world, the God who is with us in all things. And song, to sing to the Lord, sometimes helps us change. Sometimes helps us not just praise the Lord God, but truly know that he is God. And we'll sing to you what we just sang. Our worries, our fears, our struggles. We'll sing to you our praise. We'll sing to you, Lord, for you are our God. It all is in your hands. Now, the scriptures are so loaded with this. The Psalms have tons of song. It's mostly song. And about, I was trying to figure it out, I couldn't quite get the right number, but I think about a fourth of the songs are going, why, O Lord, and help me, O Lord, and I can't deal with this, Lord, and I'm under attack, Lord. It's what those psalms sing. Even sometimes looking like David in Psalm 51, saying, Lord, I've messed up, Lord, I just got to bring it to you. That's why David was perhaps the strongest man of God, because he was someone who sang to the Lord all the time. No matter what he faced, no matter how messed up he was, he sang to the Lord. I think about this, and you know, the one who wrote our original song in Greek, you know, and we start this, or Hebrew, and start the service with that song. He wrote another song that was really powerful to me, and it's on Job, the book of Job. The 10-minute song goes through the essence of the book of Job, and I love it. He gets to a point, because Job has had bad things happen to him. He's in a struggling time. Nothing's right. He's arguing, making his case. People are saying, hey, you've been a bad guy. God's punishing you. Job's making his case. No, this is not because of my evil. God's just doing this. He should just kill me. It doesn't matter. It's all good. He's God, whatever. And just argue. And then God shows up. Job 38. Takes him 38 chapters to get to this point. And God finally shows up. And songs are big. This guy wrote this song, Who is it that darkens my counsel, who speaks empty words without knowledge? Face them like a man and answer me, Job, if you can. And then he goes into all the things in the world that Job has no understanding of. I mean, this is God's response to Job, who's been punished, hit, killed, so much things going on around him, and God shows up and he's harsh and strong, just like Habakkuk. So look out. I'm just saying, look out. Sometimes when you cry out to God and cry out to God, God answers. And look out. Now, this third chapter in Habakkuk, I kind of was just curious. So I did a little research online to see, what do most preachers preach on the third book? Because I had this assumption. And I can tell you, about 90-95% of sermons on the third chapter of Habakkuk are on verses 17, 18, 19. In fact, in your book, there's a title for 17, 18, 19. Not a biblical statement. Right? Just toss that one. You can scratch that out of your Bible. It's okay. Because there's a lot different view when you just read 17, 18, 19 than when you read what God says and what Habakkuk is actually experiencing as he gives this song to the Lord. So you want to jump back in verse 2. Habakkuk, singing to the Lord. Oh, Lord, I will sing the whole sermon. Just joking. Oh, Lord, I have heard the report. All right, God, chapter 2, gave the report. Bad things are happening. Bad things are happening. People deserve it. Bad things are happening. I've heard your report. And your word, O Lord, do I fear. I'm not afraid of the things in this world happening to me. Lord, after hearing your report, I'm afraid of you. That's this everything's fine chapter, this song. O Lord, I am afraid. You've told me what's going to happen, and I am so afraid. Is he angry anymore? No. He's let go of the anger because God is greater than even his anger. And now he's got the fear of the Lord. And are you ready? He goes on and he says this. In the midst of the years, right? This is about to happen. I don't know how long it's going to happen, but in the midst of the things that you said are going to happen, in the midst of the years, revive it. Revival. 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 Read the Bible. Read the Bible. I mean, you guys know the song. It's sung lots. This is what he's praying. Lord, revive us. Lord, because this judgment of yours, yeah, you're going to kill the Chaldeans, but this judgment of yours is our own fault. We're the ones that aren't paying attention. We're the ones who aren't seeking you. Revive us, Lord. Revive us. And then he continues. In the midst of the years, make it known. Oh, I think we're living in these years. There's bad things happening in this country. This country has lost sight. Lost sight. Lord, in the midst of these ugly years, make yourself known to people. Because people need it. People are freaking out. People are off track. People are seeking all the wrong things. They need it, Lord. Make it known. Make it known. That's what I'm praying for, God. And then he says, in wrath, remember mercy. Lord, we all deserve it all. We deserve everything. We deserve it all. Lord, remember mercy. Because I know you're a merciful God, and all I'm hearing right now is the wrath. Lord, I hold on to your mercy. Remember mercy. So that's the song he starts. It's not really American style of song. Americans, we praise, This is him coming to lament, to be afraid, but to sing it to the Lord his God. To sing it to him. Now, I don't have forever time, and there is reality in verse 3. He continues, and now it's very different. I would say it goes through, and he just now sings to God. You are mightier than everything we face. You are the God who's in control. You're the God who's developed everything. You are the God above all things. You. In fact, you're the God who's going to come like an arrow and strike and take out these ugly nations. And with the arrows, even strike us, an ugly nation. And then, in verse 16, you see, you. In verse 16, it says, I. And he comes to God after all this. I'm afraid. Lord, please do these things. You are the mighty God. You are the gracious God. You are the God who's done it all. You, God, are coming to destroy this nation. You are the God who's trying to correct us from our mistakes. I, this is where he's at. So if you just read 17, 18, 19, you'd never get this. But in verse 16, I hear and my body trembles. My lips quiver. My body trembles. My lips quiver. Rottenness enters into my bones. My legs tremble. I mean, this is Habakkuk, the great end of Habakkuk. So these words that are often quoted this way, oh yes, and Lord, even though the trees don't blossom and the things, we say it so calmly and gently. It's not what he's doing. He's trembling before the Lord. And as he says it in verse 16, yet I will quietly wait for the day of trouble. See, God's told him this thing's going to happen. I mean, can you imagine sometime God coming and saying, hey, get ready. I'm about to do this ugly thing. I actually prefer the song to his experience. The song says, I don't even hear you, God. Sometimes that's better. Just side note. Sometimes God does not reveal things to us because if we heard it like Habakkuk, we'd be like, oh my gosh! Ah. But that's what brings him to this. I'm afraid. I'm not angry anymore, Lord. We deserve it. It's ugly. We deserve it. But I will wait for you no matter what happens. And in the midst of these things happening wrong and not right, verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. This is different. He's a man who is frightened, a man who is scared, a man who simply turns to God in this moment, lean on God and God himself, and say, Lord, I, as scared as I am, I'm going to rejoice in you because no matter where else I try to put my hope, it ain't ever going to happen. Everything's a mess. You are my strength. You are my guide. I'm just going to hold on to you, and Lord, I'm going to praise your name. That's why I'm singing a song. Song to bring my lament and a song to acknowledge you, the God who is above it all, the God who I will hold on to no matter what we face. This book of Habakkuk has been a tough one. Hard times, hard challenges. Maybe it's a good book for us. a good book for us. There are hard times. There are challenges. But guess what? God says it so clearly to us through Habakkuk. Let go. Sing to the Lord. In the midst of the fears, praise the Lord. Maybe that's a new one for us. If you're ever upset, come to worship and start singing. You'd be amazed what a gift that is, what a help that is. And that's pretty much the end of the book of Habakkuk. Not quite the result that we hoped for, we prayed for. But guess what? Habakkuk, in the midst of his fear, his worry, letting go of his anger, calling on God, praying to him, singing to him, his lament. His lament. And saying, Lord, no matter how scared I am, I want to praise you. I want to hold on to the incredible truth. Now, this Hebraic nation, you know, Hebrew nation, they definitely have some different cultural things. And there's a song that I think many of you would know. And it's not biblical, but it kind of stuck with me at this, because this is really kind of where they get. Are you ready? I'll sing. To life, l'chaim, 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 to life. In all the good and the terrible stuff, it doesn't matter that much. Drink l'chaim to life. Now, it doesn't say go drink, okay? Just, you know, it's not my marketing theme. Oh. But it's exactly what the Hebrew nation understood. In good and bad, we just grab hold of him. In fear and in joy, we just grab hold of him. He is our guide. He is our strength. He is our hope. He is our life. He is our Savior. It's great things being a New Testament Christian, because we are not dealing with what Habakkuk did with. God's not here to kill a nation and, you know, do these different things and straighten the nation of Israel. We are the people of God following him. And there are challenges in life. There are struggles that come. God has his plan. Sometimes he shares. Sometimes he doesn't let us know. But we hold on to him. We pray to him. We sing to him. And like Habakkuk, we find joy and peace no matter what life throws at us in him. Amen? Amen. All right.